Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
And thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board as our guest today on Let's Face the Issues. We invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion at any point during the course of this broadcast. This broadcast is designed around you, our listener, with questions and answers and opportunity for dialogue and discussion on the current issues facing our nation today. May I remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. So often we find those that will try to find answers outside of the Word of God. We'll try to find through psychologists and psychiatrists and other means and mechanisms that the world has provided that does not give a solid answer or resolution for these issues that we're faced with in life today. But as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice the word truth. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." Now, that's a difficult thing for most to do. In fact, we're living in a society today where truth is rejected and rebuffed, where truth is laughed at and mocked. If you don't believe that, just watch the circus in Washington, especially with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of some connection to some violation about Ukraine and the Ukrainian government. And it's just been discovered that Adam Schiff himself has major connectivity with some of the, I would call them, the mafia folks in the political arena and Ukraine, and yet he is saying something about President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious because all that the Democrats, the socialist Marxist Democrats, are trying to accuse President Trump and his administration of, they're in up above their eyeballs in the same thing, in that which has not taken place with the president. But that's not the subject today. We're going to be talking about today the dangers that we're facing, especially with parents and the public school system, and what I call demons in high places. Demons in high places. Or, if you please, parents fighting back, rescuing our children. Parents fighting back, rescuing our children. Ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that is so relevant, so real in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership specializing in a turnkey business package for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries hurricane preparedness equipment, a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff of those that can answer all your questions about backup power. They also carry hurricane cleanup equipment, to say the least. And Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine Road. If you want to know where that's located, 11291 Old San Augustine Road, it's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Look up, find that gigantic Old Glory United States flag flowing in the air on a 165-foot pole. I understand it's the tallest one in the state of Florida and probably the third tallest in America. It is the gigantic flag that gives you the benchmark as to where Tools for Time is located. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about rescuing our children, our parents fighting back, it's imperative, I believe, to recognize today that we're wrestling with demons in high places. demons in high places. In fact, in 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But in Ephesians 6:12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And if you want to identify those high places, it wouldn't take a genius to do so, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the fact that we have major demonic activity, I believe, that is being promulgated, especially in the Beltway in Washington. I don't believe they'd recognize truth for the most part if it slapped them in the face. I believe we're wrestling against wickedness and demons in high places. I don't know of anything else that could promulgate and cause to take place what is happening today. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, I believe that we find the answer to that of what is happening. And the answer to that is, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." Literally, giving heed means paying attention to, giving devotion to, seducing spirits, and that's talking about demonic spirits, and doctrines, that's teachings of demons. Ladies and gentlemen, knowing this, just what should we do? Just how should we respond? Well, we see what seems to be the unraveling of morals and ethics and values in America today, when it seems as though education is no longer about reading, writing, and arithmetic, when it seems as though the whole system today is based around a perverted agenda of the LGBTQ and the Planned Parenthood agenda, how should we respond? Francis Schaeffer said so many years ago, how should we then live? What should you do as parents? What should we do as grandparents? How should we respond? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, our children are pawns today. Satan is rapidly devouring our children, and we're witnessing the multitude of ways in which Satan is working. Now, if you want me to just give you a little, how would you say, young blood thumbnail sketch of what is taking place that should cause our attention to be brought to the highest level, that should cause parents and grandparents to recognize what we ought to do. If you want to know just a little thumbnail sketch of what is happening, we find that there's no Bible, generally speaking, at home today. Parents are too busy. When I was growing up, my mother would sit and have the Bible reading with us each evening. We'd be in school, and the teacher would have Bible reading in the classroom. We'd have scripture memory verses assigned by the teacher to memorize and stand and recall verbally the next morning in classroom. We'd have the pledge to the flag, and we'd have prayer in the classroom. And back in that era, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't find mass shootings. Back in that era, you didn't find vaping. You didn't find being concerned about opioids and the opioid addiction brought on by the legalization of marijuana on a national basis. That was simply not the norm. But the norm today is marijuana being legalized in every state just about, and the states that have not officially legalized it, they're allowing it to be done through vaping, and that's killing teenagers and young people today. Over 835 cases, I believe, was the latest, and some 16 deaths as a result of it. And so we're talking about today the wickedness in high places. We're talking about today dealing with a demonic battle, and that demonic battle, I believe, is escalating exponentially every day. Now, perhaps you ask the question, do you really believe in demons? Absolutely. In fact, you look back at the fall of the angels in heaven when they followed Lucifer. Lucifer was one of the archangels. One-third of the heavenly host followed him. And with one-third of the heavenly host, speaking of the angels, and when they followed Lucifer, they are the fallen angels. And fallen angels in the world today happen to be the demons in the world today. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little theological doctrinal education on angels. Angels were created beings. They're not. They do not procreate. Angels are not. Do not marry nor are given in marriage. Angels are sexless beings. As a result of that, the total number of angels that God created back when He created, before He created the world, because in Job the angels looked over the balcony of heaven and watched God doing the creation. So they were created before everything else was created, according to the book of Job. Job is the oldest book in the Bible, and not Genesis. When you look at that, you realize that the fallen angels today are the demons in the world today. They are innumerable, and they are invisible, and they are actively involved in every aspect of human life today. And if you don't believe that, as I said, just look at the Beltway in Washington. One of the major things that's promulgating and continuing to allow the demonic activity, I believe, no Bibles at home. Parents are too busy. No emphasis on the Lord. No emphasis on prayer. No emphasis on the need to be saved. Children are literally, those children that are in churches are in the churches with the WOW programs, where they're wowed with the trip to the mountains, the trip to the snow skiing, the trip to the beach, the trip to shopping excursions, and I could go on and on and on. I've said for many years, the church that has the biggest WOW for the kids, get the kids for 30, 60, 90 days. Church down the street will have another WOW that's a little bigger than that WOW, and the kids will transfer there. They're going to follow. Kids are not dumb. They're going to follow where the biggest WOW is performed and given, where the greatest entertainment is given. And ladies and gentlemen, we have devolved to the level in most of our churches today where it's not a matter of teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not a matter of biblical exegesis. It's not a matter of expository preaching. It's not a matter of what is best for that child's eternality, but it's what will get the numbers, nickels, and noses in the churches, and that is destroying the emphasis on the Lord and prayer and the need to be saved and anything in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, the third thing is children are being provided with iPhones, iPads, and computers and television, and no supervision from parents as to what they see, what they watch, and what they're involved in. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The last 40 of the mass shootings, every one, not an exception, every one of those mass shooters were involved in the use of some type of psychotropic drugs that were either prescribed and or were gotten through the opioids and or the marijuana, which is the gateway for all of the drugs. All of them, hear me, all of them were involved in the vicious, vile, wicked, evil video games where life is worthless, and they watch hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that they are killing by way of their iPads and iPhones and handheld devices. And so life is absolutely cheap, and that's what's causing it. And that's the basic little thumbnail history of the last 40 of the mass shooters. They were not involved in church. They were not in a Christian home. They were not where fathers were the rule in the home, where the fathers had the say-so in the decision-making. That is the cause, ladies and gentlemen, of much of the tragedy in America today. Most are in fatherless homes today. The fifth thing, parents select a church, if any at all, where Junior is entertained and not taught the Word of God. Think about it. Perhaps you're listening. I hope you are. Mom, Dad, if you're in a church where you say, well, I go to that church because they've got a wonderful youth program. They teach my junior what to do. They teach my junior all of these fun and games. They teach Junior about Santa Claus. They teach Junior about the Easter Bunny. They teach Junior how to go out and trick-or-treat on Halloween. Isn't that wonderful? It's antithetical, and it's called biblical truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in that type setting, in that type lack of biblical training, Junior, when he gets 16, 17, 18 years of age, if not before, he's going to drop out on God, drop out on the church, and disdain anything that's called religiosity or Christianity, and reject and rebel against and go the opposite direction. That's part of our problem today. And I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we are in a possessed society where demons are actively involved and where moms and dads and grandparents will make decisions. They think, well, I'm making this decision. No, you're not. It is a satanic, demonic move that you don't recognize and understanding the influence of demons in the world today. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, the sixth thing is they're placing their children, sons and daughters, perhaps you have them, in public schools where Islam, LGBTQ agenda, and abortion is the absolute focus of the teaching in that school. They're there to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of your sons and daughters. That's the major thing we're going to talk about today further in the broadcast, is what's happening in the relationship to the schools and what they're doing and absolutely brainwashing our sons and our daughters in anything and everything that is antithetical to biblical truth. Ladies and gentlemen, public schools where the LGBTQ agenda, the Planned Parenthood agenda, and the curricula that is written, published and produced by the LGBTQ agenda group and the Planned Parenthood group. That is one of the major, major causes today. In fact, this is the emphasis that causes Dr. James Dobson, that has advocated for several years now, of taking all of our children out of the public school. And I believe that's imperative. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're invited to dial 831-0917, 831-0917, a very important broadcast today, one that I believe is imperative for you to hear. If you feel that it would be a blessing and a benefit, inspiration, information, and educative for others, pick up your telephone and call them. Ask them to dial and tune into this number and this radio station, and then dial the number, 831-0917. Asking your questions, having your dialogue and discussion. If you're having problems with what I'm saying, I'd love to hear why. If you disagree with what I'm saying, I'd love to hear your authentic argument and persuasion against the focus that I'm making today that I believe is an imperative appeal for us. In fact, here's an article. Top leaders quote, parents must get children out of the public school. And it goes into great detail. I'll give you a few of the paragraphs. Citing indoctrination and the sexualization of children in government-controlled schools, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've used the term, my bride can tell you, anybody that's known me, heard any of my pulpit dialogue, discussion, and preaching, I've been saying for the past 35, 40 years, it is government-controlled schools. We call it a free education. We'd call it taxpayer education. It's governmentally controlled institutional education. This is the reason I'm so delighted. Just a little side note. President Trump has already directed the head of the U.S. Department of Education to start getting out of the educational business and remanding education back to the states. And at that point, I prayed that states will remand education back to the local school boards and to the parents so the parents can control what's being taught in the public schools. But this article says, citing indoctrination and sexualization of our children in the government-controlled schools, along with other concerns, a number of top conservatives and Christian voices across America have urged parents to remove their kids from the public schools in recent days. Further, it says in this article, Rush Limbaugh blamed government education for the sorry state of affairs in America, and for the first time ever, he blatantly urged parents to pull their children out of the public schools and homeschool them, or put them in private schools, but pull them out of the public educational system. One of the answers to the mess in the schools, what's happening to our children, is homeschooling, he addressed. The answer to it is homeschooling. It's not just for conservatives and Christian-oriented people who are choosing to pull their children out of public school, but it's all parents that are pulling their children out of public school because of what is taking place. The article further says, I think it's becoming very apparent to millennial parents, parents of millennial kids, Rush Limbaugh said, these kids are struggling in the wretched, horrible circumstances of the public school system. Speaking on Fox's Todd Starnes radio show, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse Chief Franklin Graham also urged parents to get their children out of the public school. In a conversation about New Jersey's new law mandating LGBTQ lessons be taught in the public school with the students, Graham said, it's time, the time has come to pull your children out of the public school. He goes further. Starnes asked Graham what advice he would give to Christian moms and dads. I mean, do you want them to pull their children out of public schools? Or do they have homeschooling, private schools, or what should they do? The Fox host asked, what should they do? Franklin Graham said, absolutely, without any hesitation, breaking new ground. I'd pull them out of the public school and put them in any private school. End quote. Goes on to talk about the public schools. One of the ladies that was involved in the dialogue, one of the public schools, she continued, such evil has penetrated those schools. Quoting another expert, she said the system was designed to turn the hearts and the minds of our children and grandchildren away from God. It goes on in great detail about what is called the American Renewal Project that has had an impact on this spiritual battle for several years now. And the article says God's plan to free Christian children from public school education is their goal in their battle to fight Satan and what Satan is doing to our children in our public school system. But ladies and gentlemen, we must realize that the public schools today, listen, the public schools today are not the school systems that we grew up in. If you're 50 years old, if you're 60, 70, 80 years old, if you're 50 and above, let me say to our listeners today, the school system today is not the school system that you at 50 and older attended and recall. Now, I can recall far greater days than we see today in the public educational system. Back in an era past, the focus was on teaching Johnny how to read. Well, Johnny can't read today. The focus is on teaching Johnny how to spell. Well, Johnny can't read because he can't spell. The focus is on teaching Johnny how to do math so that he could go to work at a restaurant and not have to depend on a cash register automated system to tell him how much change to give back to a customer. Johnny was taught science, and he was taught science that was not antithetical to what the Bible says, but was in harmony with what the Bible says about we're created and not evolved from a blob in the ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, we must realize that the public schools today are not the schools we grew up in. It's bad enough for our children and for all of America to sit by and watch the national clamor to see just how low our morals can go in America. And in your face, open sodomite agenda today, running for president gives you a good idea of what we're talking about. Pete Buttigieg, the laughing stock of America. And yet just last quarter, he raised over $17 million into the coffers to help him get elected as the, would be the first sodomite president of the United States of America. Rather than it being the first lady, it would be the first husband in office with him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sickened by the thought that we have devolved to that level in America today. And if you think it's just in high places like the government, those running for president, you're sadly mistaken. It is permeating our school system today. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I wish I could disagree with you, but unfortunately I can't. And I don't understand why the churches aren't focusing on this and on truly getting the word to the young in a presentation that they can understand. They're still trying to teach the way we were taught, which we understood and it worked, but they're from a completely different time period, and they don't understand the way that we did, and I don't understand why we don't put our focus on that.
Let me hold on a minute. We'll continue the dialogue with you, but let me just simply say this. Very simple but very profound question that you've asked and so rightly formed in your question. Let me give two or three responses to that. Number one, yes, there's a continuation of the teaching process, as historically would be true. Nevertheless, the problem is the curriculum that's being used. The curriculum that every State Department of Education enforces upon the local departments of education is the curricula that is designed and approved by the U.S. Department of Education, and it has major, 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 and may I say again, major influence from the LGBTQ and the Planned Parenthood agenda. In fact, the overwhelming majority of the literature that's being used in the classrooms today that's mandated by every State Department of Education on what's called sex education is nothing but raw pornography that is written, produced, and along with the videos with it from the LGBTQ, that's the sodomite agenda, and the Planned Parenthood agenda. And both those agendas will redound to having more clients for Planned Parenthood and more clients in the recruitment process for the LGBTQ. We still have a few good teachers in our public school system, but they're cowering in the closet, petrified, frightened to death of losing their jobs and thus losing their pensions, and so they must go along to get along, or they must be in harmony with the educational process that is put before them. And I'll talk about it later in the broadcast, but there's several teachers across America that's refusing to bow to some of the LGBTQ demands. As a result of that, they're being suspended or out and out fired from their teaching position because of that. Now, when it comes to the students, with what is called an open mind, and that's what we send students, that we send these public school systems, they have an open mind. That open mind says, if you're standing before me teaching, you have authority, so what you say is true. In fact, a teacher with a credential in the eyes of a student has more authority and with more truth than any parent would ever think to have in that home. And it's because they're under that influence for 8 hours a day. They're under the influence as a teacher authority figure. And as a result of that, those students are fearful to challenge the teacher, fearful to say no to the teacher, and will simply bow rather than being laughed at by the others in the classroom that might make fun of little Johnny because he does not believe what the teacher is saying. So that's succinctly the bottom line of your question, the answer to your question, and we're in a quagmire as a result of that. This is the reason I'm in agreement with what multitudes are saying in America today. Pull your child out of the public school system. Take them out of the arena where they're being brainwashed with the ideology of the immoral, ungodly, unholy, demonic left.
Well, I agree with you to take them out of the school system, but they've also been indoctrinated. And even though you would take them out of the school system, they're still going to be indoctrinated. And I know about indoctrination because I was raised in a religion that was based on indoctrination. So I know all about that. And I know about being presented with truth, but having been indoctrinated, the fear and chaos and confusion and just mental pain that comes in when you try to get past that. And
yes.
You cannot teach us what I'm saying. You cannot teach them the same way we were taught. You have to short-circuit the indoctrination.
Yes, and the first course of resistance to that indoctrination, of course, will be get them out from under that indoctrination. And secondly, you're exactly right, because they have already been indoctrinated, because they've already been, their minds have already been formed in one direction, and because we're living in a highly sexualized society today. You can't sell an automobile on television without a half-nude person. You cannot look at any television program without some out-of-the-hand, in-your-face, immoral, ungodly language that's taking place. So we're in a highly sexualized, immoral society today. This is the reason that goes back to the biblical absolutes. Train up a child the way he should go. When he will have become old, he will not have departed from it. Proverbs 22:6. That's literally the transliteration from the Hebrew text. Train up a child the way that he should go, not that he wants to go. And when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. We have spurned our responsibility as parents and as churches and pastors in the pulpits to speak the truth and to challenge those listening to be obedient to the Word of God. That is the fundamental problem. So now we've, as the old cliche, the cat's out of the bag. How do you put the cat back in the bag? How do you put the milk back in the bottle after it's been spilled? Is a major quagmire that we have today in society. This is the reason our prison systems are filled. This is the reason our police problems are so great on the streets. Is because little Johnny was never taught what is right and what is wrong in so many homes and in churches, so many homes without without a father that will train that child appropriately and properly with a mindset of training him in the Word of God.
His parents were taught to be tolerant
yes.
of everything.
Yes.
And that means being silent when you shouldn't be silent. It's horrible what has been done to us. And I blame the most of it comes from the government. One of the first things that I heard our present president say after he went in office, and it shocked me, he said, "Government is not God."
And hooray for him!
Yes, and that was shown on very little. Was that shown on the news? But I thought, my God, he knows. And
You're exactly right. And I am thankful for our president. By the way, you might stay tuned and tell others, because we'll close our broadcast today with a prayer for our president. Today is Pray for President Trump Day. And we're going to close with a prayer for our president.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your input, and thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in. Tell others to do so. I pray that it's a challenge and a blessing to each of our hearers today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we have demons in high places, and parents are fighting back, and we need to rescue our children out of the clutches of that demonic system that they're in, which is called public education today. We need to recognize the dangers of what's going to take place, as our last caller just made so very, very clear. Our students have been so brainwashed. What do we do? How do we reverse that process? What is the process that we use to get them back on track? We're losing this generation and the next generation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're only one generation away from total apostasy as a nation. We're watching the falling away today, the apostasy that is taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, that apostasy must come before the rapture of the church takes place. The church of Jesus Christ is snatched out. The man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene and rules this world with a dominating hand as a leader that will crush anything that's called spirituality. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the news. We're coming back right after the news. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. Invite others to join in this broadcast today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.